CJLO 1690 AM. That is what you are listening to now, here on this station. What did you just hear? I hear you asking frantically at your radio, just screaming at it. First off, you got to calm down. You are way too excited right now, I gotta say. We just heard some Bonnie Trash with a track called Kisses Goodbye. That is off their latest EP. They actually just played here as part of Pop Montreal last night, along with Population 2 and some other bands. And frankly, the fact that I even remember Population 2 is a miracle, because the only thing I cared about this year at Pop was basically Bonnie Trash. And that was it. And then before that, you heard some with a new track that just got released on Friday called, I think it's Ifrit. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% though. So maybe you should ask them when you see them next time. But some got done playing along with Mooch at the Purple Room last night. Everything happening last night and next weekend. That's basically it. Speaking of things that are happening next weekend, I am joined right now by a member of the band Gaspar. You might remember them from being on this show in the past and, you know, chatting and, you know, us having a good conversation about music and the like. I will let the representative from the band intro himself. Also, I know that there's a practice that's on Sunday, so I don't know if there's more members of the band that are around or not. So, good sir, tell the people who you is and what you do's in the band Gaspar.
So I'm William, and I play guitar, basically. And that's pretty much it. Sadly, there's no other member with me here. I'm alone. But I'm sure it's going to be real fun.
That sounds so... You said that so sad. Sadly, there's no other member with me here. I am alone here. Well, fair enough.
I'm with you, Andrew, so...
That's true. We're together, not in the same room, but in spirit. And I think that's the important part here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's chat, because you have a new record that is coming out and a show that's going to celebrate it. But first, before we get into any of that, I know that you've gone through this whole rigmarole we've done for interviews before, and so I figured I would start off the same way I start off all the interviews, and I'll ask you, what's a question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
Well, I wish I had one. The thing is, I don't do enough interviews to get the question I hate, so... I think you're free to go. You can ask me whatever you want.
It is an interesting thing. I asked that question, and there are bands, the bands who are like, I don't have anything. They're like, I wish I could do more interviews so I did have a question I could hate. But you know, we'll.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
you'll get there. I believe in you. I believe you can get there.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about this new record, Le Roi Farfisa. Did I say that correctly? I think I said that correctly.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
good.
You're all right.
Oh, good. Look at that. I didn't butcher the main language of the province for another week. Good. Excellent. Well, this record is, I know you wrote to me and you told me it's a bit heavier. It's a bit more weird, let's say. Is that a kind of conscious decision that you made as you were writing it, or did that just kind of come about as you were kind of planning and processing it, and you're like, well, let's just lean into it then?
Yeah, I think it was 100% conscious. We wanted to do something really different from the other one, and kind of improve in the things that we think it was lacking. And what's interesting about this is sometimes you're making decision to improve the sound of your band and going in another direction, and then you realize, oh well, there was this thing that we were doing before, and it was cool too. So
just merge them together, you know, it'll be good.
Yeah, but the main idea was that we wanted to have more things happening, because it's an instrumental band, and sometimes it can be a bit boring for some people, you know. And
yeah,
we just wanted to like give as much information to people in short amounts of time. So there's a lot of little intricate details and a lot of different sounds, and just playing faster too. And also weirder stuff. And we tried experimenting with just things that didn't seem usual, let's say.
Yeah, you've done shows now, and like I'm always curious for bands that are purely instrumental, how they kind of navigate the idea of a lack of focus, right? Because for bands that have like a lead singer, there is kind of a constant lack of focus, or a constant presence of focus. There we go. If I could say words, that'd be helpful. there's a constant like focal point that they can look at, and even if it's then the lead singer like, oh, a guitarist is about to do a solo and points over, there's like a direction that kind of or like a ringmaster that's kind of there for it. Do you find that it is kind of difficult to be a band that is just doing instrumental things without that kind of automatic focal point, I guess, for people to focus in on?
Well, I think I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it has its limitation in a way, but it's also very freeing in other ways. So it's just, I think you have to write music in a different maybe state of mind, and it's not going to be like your typical structure, which is nice, because when you listen to a song, you never know what's coming next. And I think that's something that's very fun about music, you know?
True.
And what was the question? I think I'm getting lost.
No. I think you were still following. The idea of is it more difficult, or is it more of a challenge, I guess, to be an instrumental band without that kind of focus for people to kind of latch onto, I guess?
It can be a challenge in... because you want to keep people interested and you don't want to have just like a chord progression going on. So I think we always have like complicated parts that are playing all together, and I think that's what makes it exciting. At least I think for a musician, it's fun to listen to. Maybe some other people don't like it, but that's not my problem.
have you added, because I know many bands that are doing instrumental things kind of add like a visual element, whether it's like a video playing in the background or something like that. Has that something that you've kind of incorporated into your live shows?
No, sadly. I think that's something that we would like to incorporate more, but we really did put a lot of energy in more in the music. But we do really care about visuals, and we have the same artist making our cover album for all of the previous albums, and I think it really adds to the atmosphere or the vibe we're trying to create. I'm sure you mentioned the artworks before.
Yeah, I was going to mention the fact that, you know, there feels like there's a I don't know if this is quite intentional, because I listened to our last interview and I kind of got a question mark as I was listening to it afterwards. But is there kind of like a flow through that you have, that you've planned out these records, or is it just kind of like that the album, the fact that the album art is kind of the same, and you've moved from like, you know, the forest to the sky, now back to kind of the land? Is that a theme that you are intentionally setting up, or is that just fun that you're having?
I think it's fun, okay. But I don't think you won't see any lore page about as far. but it's just trying different universe, you know. And the last album was like very heavy, but kind of delicate in a way. It was more inspired by maybe like post rock, shoegaze, and stoner kind of sounds. But this one is more like crazy and overwhelming and spooky too, in a way that ranged from Scooby Doo spooky to like more actually scary spooky. I think that was the idea when creating the album, is that, well, maybe we can start from kind of stupid, creepy vampire vibe, then go towards something more interesting and weird and intricate, you know?
So this is the fact that this is being released close to October is not an accident, then, is what I'm hearing.
Well, it kind of is, sadly, but I wish it was planned, but it's not.
And I'm jumping in here like, man, you guys really plan this out. You're like, no, it's all coincidences that are happening.
Well, I guess we were just lucky then. So
it's definitely a much different album than I'd say the last two were. I'm really enjoying it. And if you're a fan of kind of like either the Melvins, things like that, you'll kind of like the weirdness that's going on. I very much appreciate that. Is this something kind of new that you guys have ventured into, like these more kind of listening to weirder bands lately, or is this just an exploration that's happening right now?
I think it's a little bit of both. Okay. I think we were trying to get away from like some instrumental band cliches that I think are kind of easy to fall in. And like, for example, like the post-rock band that sometimes it can always sound a bit the same. And we were trying to do something different for the better and worse, I guess.
Something that I've heard bands not do very often, but I'm interested if you've kind of played around with this concept, is I know that I just had it in my mind. I think it's Tchaikovsky with the magic flute has I'm pretty sure that's who does that. If it's not, you can correct me, or if you're listening, just scream at your radio. You're right. That's what it is. But I know that a lot of times there will be certain like instruments that come up or certain passages for each kind of character that's there. And I read on your Bandcamp that this record is kind of an exploration into, a haunted manor, and there's all kinds of like creatures living in there. Have you kind of put any, is there kind of if eagle-eyed listeners, if they listen, will they be able to hear something like, oh, well, I know that this thing is present because of this interlude or this particular like rhythm that's going on? Is there anything like that in there?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's not like I said earlier, there's no Gaspar lore, so there's not like a specific creature is associated to a certain sound. I'm sorry, but definitely there's, for each song there's a different idea or something we're trying to recreate that's evocative to the album. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, this is this on October 4th. You're going to be playing at Hemisphere Gauche. Mm-hmm. Is that the first time you're going to be premiering any of these tracks, or have you played other ones at earlier things just to try them out at places?
Yeah, we've played them a few times here and there, but I don't think we played the album back to back in full once.
Okay,
that's gonna be interesting for that, and I think some people have seen us shows from our later stuff. So when they hear the new music, they're always kind of surprised because they're, well, that's not what Gaspar sounds like. Why am I at a good place or?
That's kind of an interesting thought. I mean, I imagine you guys are like thinking about your set lists as you're kind of making it. Now, this one's going to be a bit easier if you're playing the album front to back. But as you're playing just a non-album launch show, how do you kind of fit in the new tracks that are more, they're heavier, sometimes faster, along with some of the older tracks that kind of don't have that same feel? How do you plan out a set list around those kind of things?
Yeah, that has been a challenge from time to time, but we try to, some of our songs, older songs, have a darker element to them, and we often make small interludes of a little to kind of bridge between the older and the newer songs.
Oh, interesting.
But we try to put them together too. So if we are playing a few new songs, we'll play them back to back, and then we'll play the older songs, stuff like that.
Well, let's talk about kind of the scene here in Montreal, because this has been sort of a weird week that has occurred. I guess we're going through like a weird month in general, but as I'm sure you're aware, and I'm sure everyone listening is aware, because we all like music, it looked like La Tulipe was going to be kind of indefinitely closed starting now, and now there seems to be some backtracking on that, and it might be that venues can actually play music. What a weird thought. What's kind of your thoughts on the scene here in general in Montreal? Because it feels like, I mean, with the closing of Trackside, I guess La Tulip's not going to close anymore. I haven't got an official word from them, but what do you feel is kind of the scene like here? Is it healthy? Am I being too paranoid in its in the thought that it could just collapse at any second?
Well, I feel like it's difficult to say for certain because we're not a local Toronto band or Ottawa, so I can't really say how it is in other cities.
Right.
But I can say that venues are really in demand, and lately when we were trying to book our show, we were a bit late, but like venues, they were all booked. It was kind of hard to get a date, harder than I think in the last few years, just after the pandemic.
Oh, interesting. Because I remember like, right after the pandemic came out, there were so many bands that were like, oh, we gotta wait to do this album launch because we can't get any place to go to do any kind of shows for things. So it's interesting.
Maybe in the beginning it was harder. I don't know. It felt like recently it was a bit harder. But at the same time, there's still a lot of great venues in Montreal that small bands can play in. So I think that's something we're grateful for too. But then again, I'm sure it could be better.
Can always be better, everyone. I'm just just letting everyone know. And you know, by the way, you know, if you want to go see a show at you know, any local venue, maybe I don't know, Hemisphere Gauche on the 4th. I don't know. There could be something there on the 4th that could be happening. I don't know what it would be. William, do you know what could be happening on the 4th at Hemisphere Gauche? I can't recall if there's anything.
Well, I wonder if it's Congo Nights or maybe it's the Gaspar live album launch. I'm not sure.
That's what it was. That's how confused I was to get it. Do you have a physical copy of this that you're going to have for the album launch, or is this going to be a strictly digital affair we're going with?
We have a lot of CDs. Yeah. I feel like with the artwork, it would be it would be kind of lame to don't have CDs because the artwork's so nice.
I mean, you are
CDs for sale.
You are definitely correct. The artwork is very nice of this, but you know, I am partial because you know, as a metal person, I am a stereotype. Mm-hmm. So seeing a bunch of red and darkness everywhere,
it's for people that are into dark stuff, I guess.
Yeah,
for denying it.
It's that time of year too, you know. We gotta lean in. The only two ways you could have gone is either you know, dark stuff or just put pumpkin spice all over it and have that. Well, you're gonna be playing this front to back. Is it going to be like set to the album, or do you have like different flourishes you'll do that are a bit different? Have you already gone in and started to alter some of the things? Because I know that many of the instrumental bands will go in and just spice up songs in order to make them flow a bit better live and things like that.
Yeah, well, we always play around a bit, but I'd say this one's pretty composed. There's little things that we change to make it a bit more easier to play live and to make it sound better too. But it's mostly the same as how it was when we recorded live in the studio. So,
okay, have you?
You should be pretty truthful.
In between, obviously, you are an instrumental band. Did you think about for this record being like, well, you know what? Maybe we should throw some lyrics on this one.
Oh, can you repeat? Sorry, I didn't get it.
Well, you're mainly an instrumental band. So for this record, you know, you've changed the style around. Did you think to yourself, you know, maybe we should put some lyrics on this one? You know, maybe it's something we should explore.
No, we did not. I think it's the how the band works. Since we've always been an instrumental band, it's kind of hard to get away from that now. Mm. And it's not a bad thing, like I said earlier. It gives us more liberty to do things we would not do otherwise. But I think the idea of incorporating vocals is not completely closed off.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure about lyric. I feel like I think we're kind of scared of getting a bit kitschy, and since our universe is so like it's kind of magical beasts and creatures and stuff like that. I feel like it could become kind of cheesy, and I think all of the cover art is just to try to bring the listener to a sort of vibe, but doesn't have to be I'm not sure of the word, but it's not a specific thing. It can be whatever you want, you know?
you determine the message. It's a choose your own message for it.
Yes. Well, like the books, you know, where you make it your own adventure.
Switch to track 3 if you liked this one.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been a funny idea, actually.
That's the next record after this one. just an EP with like three tracks. No, it'd have to be 4, I guess, because you'd need 1 for the first one, then to switch to one of the other ones. Okay, yeah, okay. But as I plan out the next record you guys are doing, is there what kind of I know that you guys did a stop motion video for the last one. Very good. I apologize. I didn't write back to you for it. I realized that as I was looking through. I apologize. It's my fault.
No worries.
Are you planning on doing more things like that for this record, or was that stop motion just like, that is too much, you guys? It took way too much time. We're not doing another one of those again.
It definitely took way too much time. I wish I could do another one, but it's not going to happen. I have too many stuff to do. I even add like a little scenario for it, but that's too bad. Maybe one day, who knows?
Are you going to do any videos for this, or is it just going to be straight album? And that's
it's going to be straight into the world. Nothing else besides we have two little videos of us in the studio that was filmed by my cousin, actually. You should look at them. We just released one.
Well, there you go, everyone. See, not only do I have the chance to go do it, you have a chance to go to it too and listen to it. I'm guessing that's through your YouTubes, I'm supposing. Otherwise, I don't know what other video platform you'd be using here.
It's going to be on our social media. They're basically like little snippets of what happened to the studio. You can kind of see the band dynamics going on. Me blabbing about anything and being annoying, and there's ODB sleeping, and Shal has a migraine or something like that. Yeah.
You know, just a normal everyday
normal thing. Studio day.
that actually makes me laugh a lot for it. Well, you're going to be playing at Hemisphere Gauche. That's not the first time you've played there, is it?
No, we've played there a few times.
Yeah, I thought that I saw that you've played there before. I don't know why my brain has not been working the best lately. I have to apologize.
It's working great. Don't worry.
Aside from kind of the album launch, is there anything else you have special that you're ready to bring out? Are you gonna have like new merch for people to look at and enjoy? New physical copies of the album that they can purchase, and anything else new?
We've been making and made serigraphied t-shirts with the Gaspar logo, which is fun. So there should be a few of them. And And besides that, yeah, it's pretty much like very basic album launch. You know, all the promotion stuff, it takes a lot of time. So sometimes you can do it, and sometimes it's harder. And that's life.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Let's get. I've already asked you in the last interview what's the worst musical instrument. So I won't go with that. What do you think is the best music trend that's happening right now?
The best music trend?
Yeah.
Huh. It's a very good question. Music trend.
I left it intentionally very vague, so you can pick whatever you like from whatever is happening in music.
Well, I feel like maybe this is biased because I listen to a specific type of music, but I think electronics have been used in very interesting and cool ways lately. And maybe that's just because I've been more interested in electronic music. So,
I mean, it could be. Is that something that's going to work its way into the next Gaspar album? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I think we always add synths, but maybe we could add more, you know, and more electronic sounds. That would be very interesting.
Well, you're going to be playing with Sublunar Express and 1 Trillion Bees. Are these bands that are friends of yours that you've asked to go on, or did you just kind of get them through other places?
Well, we've been friends with Sublunar Express for some time now. Mm. I don't remember exactly how we met them, but we had one or two shows with them, and one of the members has been very sweet with us and had like a small label going on. It was like France and Quebec label called A La Dérive, and they kind of released a cassette for Vertige a few years back. And so he's the drummer of this band. So thank you, Emmanuel.
Yeah, I was going to say that you had a actual record label on your Bandcamp that was distributing things. Are you doing the physical of this independently, or is that also through a label?
It's going to be independently. Mm-hmm. I think A La Dérive for now is not like a proper like big label, but they definitely helped us do some promotion on our last album. Maybe it's gonna happen too. Like last time, it was a bit on the kind of after the release anyway, so we'll see.
Everyone, go and inundate A La Dérive Records with requests for a cassette for a new Gaspar record. That's all you can do. That's what you have to do. I'm telling you, you have to do that.
No other options, I guess.
No other options. No, of course not. That's what it is. Well, let's actually get into kind of the meat of this record here. I know that you have, it's got 8 tracks on it. Why don't you tell me what you're kind of what are you looking forward to playing the most here from this?
Well, I think the song called Le Chant des Guillotines is a banger. It's always super fun to play. But I also have something for the last one, Corridor Déjà Vu, which I think is our most interesting song we've ever made. So I think these would be my pick.
All right. Well, I think what I should do here to kind of end off this interview before we jump and go to our separate ways here on the day, I think what I should do is I should play one of these tracks. So I'll probably play Le Chant de Guillotine here because that's probably
it's the most metal track. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and plus, like, I mean, maybe we should all think about if we want to throw some more guillotines out there for just any random people, perhaps people that own social media platforms that, you know, are just all the worst and terrible. But, you know, just thinking about it, since I don't want to get in trouble on my own for advocating anything. Anyway, so everyone, I have to say that you all are required to go on October 4th to Hemisphere Gauche and go see Gaspar as they put out this new record, as they release it to you to listen to. And here, we will play something. Well, I will play something for you so you can be like, oh, yes, I definitely do want to go see that. And everyone will have a good time.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much covers all of that. Yeah. I don't know why I'm holding this out so long. Why I'm not just going to it, but I should do that. So William, thank you so much for taking the time to chat about this upcoming show.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Andrew. And I just hope the music everyone's gonna like the music. Yeah.
Fine. Well, I mean, I just told them they would, and you told them they would. So what more? I don't see what else they need here. We told them, and we are the authorities on music.
Right.
Pretty sure that's
right. There's no question here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. We all know that the two of us can tell them what's good for music.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, thanks for this was a fast 30 minutes. I haven't done a live interview in quite some time, so this feels very fast to me. But thank you again for you know, calling in and chatting. Mm. And everyone, go see Gaspar when they play at Hemisphere Gauche on the 4th. And it'll be a good time. I hear from one of the members of the band that it will be a very good time. He told me himself and you. So thanks again, William. And why don't you intro in this song for us? I think that's a good idea. We'll do that.
Need to talk a bit about it. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, just tell us what people are hearing coming up, and then we'll you stay on the line, and I'll properly thank you off air, and they can listen to this song.
Okay.
So tell them what you got coming up here, or what is coming up here. Also, this gives a chance for me not to destroy the French language again, as I shouldn't.
Well, it's gonna be a crazy ride. So brace yourselves up. It's going fast. It's dangerous too. And I hope you have fun.
Cool.
Even though it's pretty brutal, yeah.
Cool. Well, here is Le Chant de la Guillotine for you, off the new Gaspar record. Thank you again, William. And here, enjoy this, everyone. Enjoy, or else. Sure, let's go with or else.
That's a good one.